AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Two U.S. service members were killed in Afghanistan today. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
They're among the more than 2,400 U.S. troops killed in Afghanistan since America's longest war began nearly 18 years ago. Their deaths come as acting Pentagon Chief Mark Esper prepared to talk with allies here at NATO headquarters in Brussels about the steps ahead. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg notes the U.S. will resume direct peace talks with the Taliban this weekend.
These talks are the only way to peace.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday in Kabul he hopes for a peace deal by September 1st.
That's certainly our mission.
Sagar Magani with the acting defense secretary, Brussels.
President Trump tells Fox Business News that he doesn't want war with Iran, but if there is one, it won't last very long because the U.S. has military superiority. He adds he was nice to Iran for not ordering strikes after Tehran shot down a U.S. surveillance drone. U.S. sanctions to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons and for its support of militant groups are biting, leading to food shortages, rioting, and inflation. Special Counsel Robert Mueller will appear before a pair of House committees on July 17th. The back-to-back testimony to the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees likely to be the most highly anticipated hearings in years, particularly given Mueller's silence throughout his two-year investigation into Russian contacts with President Trump's campaign. The Broward County, Florida Sheriff's Department has fired two more deputies following an internal investigation into the department's reaction to the Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School shooting that left 17 people dead. Two other deputies were fired earlier this month for neglect of duty. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 80, while the NASDAQ has gained some 65 points. This is AP Radio News. The first 10 Democratic Party presidential candidates will be on stage tonight in Miami.
More than 20 people want the same job.
I am a candidate for President of the United States.
Are you ready for a political revolution?
10 Democrats will take the stage for a debate tonight, 10 more tomorrow night. Democratic pollster and strategist Brad Bannon says Elizabeth Warren has the advantage tonight. She is the only one of the 10 considered a major candidate.
She has a chance to dominate. If she plays her cards well, it should work for her because she'll be the center of attention.
Bannon says these debates could provide quick make or break moments.
None of the 20 of them are going to have much time to do or say much of anything. They're going to have to come up with something that is memorable, short and sweet.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump's son Eric Trump tells Breitbart News that the Secret Service took a worker at a Chicago cocktail lounge into custody after she spit on him last night. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Your vehicle doesn't just get you from here to there. It's a bridge to the people and places that matter most. It's how you show up for your family, your community, and everyone else that depends on you. That's why for 125 years, Firestone has been building tires with one thing in mind: to deliver products that are as reliable as you are. Firestone, always dependable since 1900.
Ever thought about Botox but worry you'll look, well, overdone? You're not alone. That's exactly why so many people choose Caps. Their approach is all about keeping your expression natural because Botox shouldn't freeze your face. It should refresh it. At Caps, treatments are performed by licensed nurses known for precise and subtle refined enhancements, all overseen by nationally ranked plastic surgeons. Now's the perfect time to start Botox. Book your first appointment and receive a $50 Caps MedSpa gift card. Schedule today at experiencecaps.com. Caps, where confidence begins.